Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, SIP2 members at the Rapid Action Packaging Plant in Gidore have voted overwhelmingly in favour of strike action. A block-making firm at the centre of the defective block issue in Donegal has issued a statement regarding the ongoing controversy. Irish Water has announced a €12 million replacement and rehabilitation project for Donegal. And a Donegal deputy has heavily criticised what he terms the deafening silence from government on the closure of 160 two post offices nationwide. Those stories you follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuked with Colm Ferriter. But first in news, 100 SIP2 members at the Rapid Action Packaging Plant in Gidore have voted 97% in favour of strike action. The action is in response to the company's refusal to recognise workers' rights to union representation for collective bargaining purposes at the factory. The union says representatives remain available to enter discussions at any time with management to find a resolution. SIP2 organiser Declan Ferry has been outlining the next step.
The next step for us to do now is we have to get sanction from headquarters in Liberty Hall of the action that we're going to take, and also we have to sit down with the strike committee and decide the form, the nature, the timing and the duration of such action as we're going to take. That is yet to be decided.
Is it your hope that this action can be averted?
Absolutely, and we remain available at all times to talk to the company, and we always have been. At the end of the day, we don't want to take any form of this action, but we are forced into doing so because of the failure of the company to engage with us.
From your point of view then, you would like discussions with the company. Has the company engaged with you up to now?
No, the company's not engaged with us so far. The company did attend the Labour Court hearing. Was only time we met the company, and at that decision of the Labour Court, or the recommendation by the Labour Court, was that the company should engage with it, dealing with employment related matters with the members arising from any employment affecting those members. So it clearly states that the company should recognise the union, and we are saying and also states in their company handbook that they will honour any Labour Court recommendation, but they failed to do so to date.
Meanwhile, local councillor Micheál Colmagill-Osburgh is urging the company to engage and is also calling on Uttaras na Gaeltachta to get involved. He says this is an issue for the whole community.
While the workers and RAP have voted strongly to strike, and I applaud the union, SIP2 and the workers for taking a stand, but I believe strongly that this affects all of us, from our little shops to our beauticians to our taxis, pubs and restaurants. While workers are unhappy, it leaves the community unhappy. And I would call on the company in question to engage with the workers. I would ask also for Uttaras na Gaeltachta to step forward and stand and protect the very people that they're there to protect. And that's the community and the workers, and to look after the interests of the workers instead of looking after the interests of the company.
A block-making firm at the centre of the defected block issue in Donegal has issued a statement regarding the ongoing controversy. Cassidy Brothers from Buncrana spoke out yesterday to address what it has described as misinformation and serious allegations made by some media outlets. The statement is the first to be issued by Cassidy Brothers regarding damage to masonry blocks in Donegal homes. Catherine Gaffney has more.
In the statement, Cassidy Brothers says that it fully recognises the genuine hardship suffered by people in Donegal whose properties are affected by damage to blockwork, saying that it has sincere sympathy for them. Cassidy Brothers also apologised for not offering comment sooner due to constraints imposed as a result of a legal action. However, the firm now feels that there is a greater importance to be placed on acknowledging the torment of the people affected. It wholeheartedly backs homeowners and their calls for the implementation of an appropriate government remediation scheme as soon as possible. The firm believes it's necessary to define the exact cause of the damage to homes in order to limit the spread of misinformation. It says that investigations have confirmed that Cassidy Brothers masonry blocks tested at point of manufacture have at all times past and present complied with all relevant government standards, regulations and specifications. Concluding, the firm welcomes the recent introduction of regulations for increased block strength in line with expert recommendations.
The full report can be viewed on our website, highlandradio.com. The MICA Action Group, while welcoming the statement, says they would like to take some time to review the statement and, with input from the group's members, will provide a response in due course. Meanwhile, the government has been urged to call an emergency meeting after the expert panel report on mica-affected homes in Donegal was brought under the spotlight this week. The National Standards Authority of Ireland identified the publication of the report as a significant event in its 2017 calendar. Councillor Martin McDermott believes this national attention should push the government into action. He says affected homeowners in the county are simply fed up receiving the same answers with little to no progress.
I think the time for talking is over. I think we need to see action, and we need to see action very, very shortly. The people of Inishowen and the people of Donegal have just about had enough of the waffling and the can kicking down the road over the last 2 or 3 years. And we've got to the point now where there must be action, and there must be action very, very, very shortly, because people are at their wits' end, living in houses, coming into another winter, not knowing what the weather's going to be like. And I think that's it's unfair. It's unfair on families. It's unfair on children. I think we've got to a point now where the government must act, and must act very, very quickly.
Now, the last good few responses from the government have been that they're waiting on various recommendations from that expert panel report. What will it take, do you think, for that response to change?
Yeah, well, I mean, we met last December and we were waiting on recommendations from the expert panel. That was kicked back to March, to April, to May, to June. We're now into September. We're still getting the same waffle from the government in relation to this. I think the time has come. There's a budget coming up now in the next couple of weeks where the governments will put their figures together for the budget in October, November time. And I think there's no doubt that the redress, this issue has to be and must be part of the budget for 2018-2019. And unless it is, they are just feeding us porky pies.
Irish Water has announced a €12 million replacement and rehabilitation project for Donegal. Works are due to begin next month to replace approximately 40 kilometres of ageing water mains across 13 priority sections in the county. A number of the schemes had previously been announced. Others have been confirmed for the first time today. Donald Kavanagh reports.
The works are expected to take around 14 months to complete. They'll involve the decommissioning and replacement of approximately 40 kilometres of ageing water mains at Ballybuffet South Backline, Argerie Reservoir, Ballandrate and Lifford Reservoir, Three Trees Quigley's Point, Cabaret Redcastle, Carlin, Kerry Keel, Dunamore Fannet, Sheshkin Beg, Derry Beg to Brunelec, Meanalec to Runafast, Corker, Rosnaula, Abbeylands, Ballyshannon, Ballyshannon Town, Earn Street and St. Bernardus Avenue, and Bundoran West End. Irish Water says replacing these ageing water mains and service connections will reduce the instances of bursts and water outages and help ensure a reliable supply of water, as well as leading to improved water quality due to the removal of old cast iron pipes and their replacement with modern plastic pipes, reducing the risk of contamination.
A Donegal deputy has heavily criticised what he terms as the deafening silence from government on the closure of 162 post offices nationwide, 13 of them in Donegal. 12 closures have already taken place across the country, with Churchill Post Office closing its doors last Friday. It's feared that the majority will be shut before the dole resumes in September. Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher believes it was a deliberate move by the government, but it's an issue that won't go away.
The government is very silent in all of this, and I do know that the decision was taken at this time during July and August when the Dáil was in recess. That was a deliberate decision so that we could not raise it in the floor of the Dáil. But this will not go away. Those in the areas, in the catchment areas, are furious. Those in other areas that are being considered, they're fearful about the future of their post offices. And I recall having done some research on this, that there was a private member's motion in the Dáil back in 2016, and it was passed by 158 votes to nil, or the majority, in that time to secure secure the funding of the long-term future of post offices. Like all private members' motions, the DAL or the government hasn't acted on this at all. So I believe when the DAL resumes, we must pressurise them to initiate a public service obligation to keep those post offices that are closing and those that are at risk open and to maintain the post office network as we've had it.
But before that, before the DAL resumes, are there not fears that the majority of these post offices will close?
Well, that's the intention behind all of this, because when the protocol was agreed by the Postmasters Union and Post and underwritten by the Minister and the Government, that was done deliberately at this time.
Detectives in Derry are appealing for information after an attempted armed robbery in the city this morning. It's reported that around 10 to 11, a man armed with a knife entered a shop in the Great James Street area and threatened a member of staff before making off empty-handed. The man is described as being in his late teens, 5'9" in height, of a slim build, and was wearing a blue hooded top and black trousers. Anyone who saw anything suspicious or anyone in the area at the time of the incident is asked to contact detectives at Strand Road. The union involved in the Ryanair dispute says it doesn't expect it to go on for much longer. A fourth day of talks between the Forza Union and airline management are being held today. They're trying to agree a deal on working conditions to prevent more strikes by some Irish-based pilots. Former head of the Workplace Relations Commission, Kieran Mulvey, is mediating the negotiations. Forces Bernard Harbour hopes a fresh round of talks will lead to a resolution.
I think it's a good thing that we're in these talks. I think obviously just from the experience of the last few weeks shows that Kieran Mulvey's contribution has concentrated minds quite a lot already, and his decision to go into a fourth day I think indicates that he believes that it's worth giving it another shot today.
A Letterkenny councillor believes that the Bonnygee Link Road must be fast-tracked once and for all. It's after the main approach road into Letterkenny was the subject of huge traffic delays yesterday when a trailer carrying hay bales overturned on the Polestar roundabout. In some cases, motorists were delayed for up to an hour as a result. The latest update on the proposed relief road was that it would be up to 3 years before any significant work is done. Councillor Kieran Brogan says it's clear that the project needs to move at a much quicker pace.
Again, it goes to emphasise how important the Bonnygee Relief Road is for Letterkenny and indeed Donegal, because if anything happens, the traffic flow at all on the main port road or the Polestar roundabout, and the traffic's delayed. I mean, we've seen delays there yesterday for well above an hour. Whatever can be done needs to be done as a matter of urgency to try and fast-track the Bonnygee Link. It's not enough now for us to be just sitting and going through this process. We need to try and get this project fast-tracked as a matter of urgency, because too many people have been delayed for too long and sent out the wrong message. So we need to try and get a special emphasis on this project to move it forward as quick as possible.
And how can we do that? We know that it's been in the pipeline for so long. There has been some progress, but little to date. And sometimes promises are made and we don't see them come to fruition. So at this point, what can be done to fast-track it?
I think it'll take direct intervention from government to see exactly how they can move this project and itself forward as a matter of urgency. And because we all know that the 10T project, which is the Manorcunningham to Strabane, the Stranraer Ballybofey bypass, then the Bonnygee Link, is all part of that project. At this point in time, there's absolutely no doubt that the Bonnygee Relief Road should be fast-tracked above any of the rest at this stage and try and get it moved along, because the county is suffering as a result of the traffic congestion that we're seeing here at the moment.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the latest range of children's gear from Nike, Adidas and Puma. MichaelMurphySports.ie.
It's now 16 minutes past five and time's latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. Donegal's Polina Coleman has been banned from powerlifting for 2 years after failing a recent dopes test. The Stranraer woman, who won 3 gold medals at the Drug-Free Powerlifting Federation World Championships in Malta in June, but a test during the competition showed a positive result. Polina's team have blamed an ingredient in a pre-workout drink that was originally cleared under the Irish and Swedish anti-doping sites. The appeal to the IBFPF failed and the 2-year ban remained. remains. Paulina told Highland Radio Sport she is devastated, shocked and angry with the series of events and its outcome. She feels let down by the people who govern the sport. Paulina, who won 8 world titles in the past 4 years, says she will continue to lift in the future with a different federation. To soccer, Finn Harps and Derry City are both in action tonight in the League of Ireland. Finn Harps will return to Lusa Wallen to play Athlone Town for the final time this season. Earlier in the campaign, it finished 1-1 at the end of March. Harps boss Ollie Horgan is looking not to drop points tonight against the Athlone boys.
So it's important that we get something out of it. Like, at least the last time, in fairness to the lads, we went 1-0 down. It was a brilliant goal from young Stokes from Athlone. We could have lost that game in the end up, except at least we dug in and got a point out of it to their credit. But this will be much the same. Obviously, we're hoping we don't drop any points down there, but it's a difficult place to go to at the best of times. And as I said, they have better players, stronger players than what they had at the beginning of the year. And UCD very nearly paid the cost, but got out by the skin of their teeth. You know, and it'll be something similar tomorrow if we are to get out of there with the 3 points. But that with you.
Kickoff time 7:45 tonight against Athlone Town, and Kevin Egan will have updates as from the kickoff time. The other sides around Harps are also playing tonight. Drogheda United go to Cabinteely, Galway host Longford Town, and Wexford play Shelburne, with UCD in action tomorrow night. Well, Derry City are involved in one of 4 fixtures to be played tonight in the Premier Division. Third place Waterford United will come to the Northwest and visit the Brandywell against the Candy Stripes. Derry will be without Nicky Lowe and Connor McDermott. Both are out injured, while Owen Toll and Shane McNamee are doubts with a flu. Derry boss Kenny Shields says Waterford go into the game as favourites for this one.
You know, the big two are up there every year, and then you have an All League table, and Waterford are top of that league table, so I think they're more than decent. There is a lot of pressure on them to get into Europe in third position because of how they've dedicated their investment towards that. They are very much odds-on favourites to beat us, but we will do everything we can for the city, for the club, to do our best. I'm not going to make any predictions, but they certainly are one of the better teams in the league, as you know.
That one also starts at 7:45, and at the same time, Dundalk can go top of the table tonight if they beat Bray, while it's Limerick against Sligo and the big Dublin derby of Shamrock Rovers against Bohemians. The action in the Irish League Premiership starts tonight. Newry City are playing Glenavon, but the two North West sides will see action tomorrow. Institute are at home against Warren Point, that one at the Brandywell, while Coleraine travel to Belfast to take on Glentoran. Manchester City have confirmed they will be without Kevin De Bruyne for 3 months. The Belgium midfielder injured his knee in training on Wednesday. The good news is he does not require surgery. But on the other side of Manchester, United boss Jose Mourinho says he's never been happier with midfielder Paul Pogba. That's despite reports of a big falling out between the pair. Mourinho insists his World Cup winner is working well and playing well, and says the Frenchman will captain United again this weekend. One game cross-channel tonight in the Championship. Birmingham manager Gary Monk takes on his old team as Swansea visits St Andrews. It starts at 7:45. In horse racing, Martin Harley rode a 17-1 double at Wolverhampton today. The Trenta man won the 2.10 on board Macho Lady, coming home at 5-1 for trainer David O'Meara. Harley and O'Meara teamed up once again in the next race to win the 2.45 handicap on Lubley at 15-8. On the golf front, the second round of the Northern Ireland Open and the European Challenge Tour at Galgarm Castle is coming to an end. Frenchman Victor Perez and Korean Miku Kim lead by a shot as they sit on 11 under. Best of the Irish is Cormac Sharvin. He's at 8-under-3 off the pace in fifth position. As for the local golfers, Brendan McCarroll level, and looks like he will be making the weekend. He's just above the projected cut line. Michael McGiddy will have to work hard over the closing holes. He's outside of that at the moment at +1. And Rory McGee, who was best of the Irish after the first round, he had a bit of a disaster today. +7 for McGee in his second round. He finished a par on +4 and will play no further part. Patrick Harrington and Seamus Power both in danger of missing the halfway cut at the Wyndham Championship in North Carolina. Power was 3 over heading to the last. Harrington on the same score after 14. Shane Lowry and Greg McDowell are both looking to secure their cards for next year in America. They need a top 5 finish. Lowry starts at 5:30 from 1 under. Level par is Greg McDowell, and he will go at 20-6. Sung Kong and Keith Mitchell, have both moved to within a shot of Brent Snedeker's 11 under par lead. The teams for the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championship final are due to be named tonight. Limerick take on the defending champions Galway on Sunday at Croke Park, and it looks like Limerick have no new injury worries as they prepare for their first Liam McCarthy Cup decider since 2007. The Donegal Masters men are looking to book a place in the All-Ireland final tomorrow on the football front. In the semi-final, they take on Dublin in Lachlan and County Cavan. It's part of a double header because Tyrone are also playing in the opening match at 1:30 as they take on Sligo in the first semi-final. And the Tyrone ladies are looking to book a place in the All-Ireland Intermediate Championship decider. They take on Sligo tomorrow at Ballyshannon in the semi-final. The winner will go through to play either Meath or Roscommon. Club football here in Donegal starts tonight. One game in Division 3. Killybegs takes on Burt. Killybegs, of course, sitting joint top of that division. The rest of the games in the All-County League will be played on Sunday afternoon from Divisions 1 to 3. But I suppose taking centre stage club-wise in the county this weekend is the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Junior Championship, with the action getting up and running in the various groups. Most of the games will be played on Saturday evening. To cricket, we're into the final weekend of the North West season. We'll look ahead to tomorrow's games. Here's Eamon McLaughlin.
Just three games down for decision in the North West Premier League on Saturday. The big game of the day is at Ardmore, with a relegation battle between Ardmore and Fox Lodge. Ardmore are 9 points behind Fox Lodge in bottom position, so it's a massive game for both clubs, with the loser likely to be relegated. The other two games down for decision aren't really important. Dunamana entertains Strabane while Eglinton travel to Coleraine. In the first division on Saturday, St Johnstone make the journey to Killyclooney. Tomorrow, Saturday as well, starting at 11 a.m, two All-Ireland T20 semi-finals are down for decision. Brigade host Werningstown at Beechgrove, while up at Brady, it's Clontarf versus Cork County. The final then will be played at Brady at 4 p.m.
Eamon McLaughlin there with the cricket fixtures, weather permitting, for tomorrow. On to motorsport, and the latest from the Ulster Rally based out of County Antrim. After two stages at the head of the field, Rhys Yates in the Skoda Fabia leads by just 0.9 of a second from Johnny Greer's Ford Fiesta. Josh Moffat in another Fiesta wraps up the top three. There is Donegal interest in the national side of the Ulster Rally. Alan Smith in the Mitsubishi Lancer is ahead of the field at the moment after two stages, but Kevin Eaves, who's in an Escort, is sitting just 0.3 seconds adrift in second. And then further on down the field in the overall positions, John Boner is in 8th, J.R. McDade 9th, and Kyle McGettigan in 10th position. Day 2 is coming to a close in the Quadrathon event, which sees competitors tackle 4 marathons over 4 days, taking in the Inishowen 100. After today's second day, Brendan McFlynn is the leader in the full marathon warrior event. Nigel Davenport's the first of the locals. He's from Redcastle and he sits in second position, while Frances Dalous is in third. The leading female at the end of day 2 is Deirdre Lynn. While in the half marathon competition, Peter Dembley is the leader, Aidan O'Neill is second, and Paddy Ward is third. Two further marathons to come. The day 3 tomorrow, we'll see them take on Mamour Gap. It's usually the bikes that go up Mamour Gap, but these guys are going to run up it tomorrow on day 3 of the Quadrathon. In athletics, the National Masters Track and Field Championships are on at Tullamore tomorrow. There's quite a few North West athletes heading that direction and hoping to bring back medals. And there's also North West competitors at the AAI National League Final, which is at Tullamore on Sunday. Fun Valley are competing in the men's decider there. And on Sunday as well, the Donegal Half Marathon is taking place, based of course around Letterkenny and the New Mills area. Online registration is now closed, but final registration and collection of race packs will take place tomorrow, Saturday, at the Ara Leisure Centre from 2 until 6. Finally, in boxing, there is 4 fighters set for ring action this evening at the Senior Cadet Semi-Finals at the National Stadium in Dublin. Cody Lafferty and Leah Gallen of Rafoe, and Molly Simmons and Andrew Cunningham from Carndonagh are all hoping to pick up wins and make it through to deciders. That's just about it from the sports desk for today, Michaela. Don't forget, we will have updates, of course, from Harps away from home tonight against Athlone Town. We'll have the first updates from the First Division clash just after the 8 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisin. And for weather now, staying breezy and cloudy for the rest of the day with scattered outbreaks of rain and patches of mist on hills and in some coastal areas. It will stay rather cloudy tonight with some patches of mist, drizzle and fog and highest temperatures of 12 to 14 degrees. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, 100 SIPTU members at the Rapid Action Packaging Plant in Gidor have voted 97% in favour of strike action. The action is in response to the company's refusal to recognise workers' rights to union representation for collective bargaining purposes at the factory. A block-making firm at the centre of the defected block issue in Donegal has issued a statement regarding the ongoing controversy. Cassidy Brothers from Buncrana spoke out yesterday to address what it has described as misinformation and serious allegations made by some media outlets. Irish Water has announced a €12 million replacement and rehabilitation project for Donegal. Works are due to begin next month to replace approximately 40 kilometres of ageing water mains across 13 priority sections in the county. And detectives in Derry are appealing for information after an attempted armed robbery in the city this morning. It's reported that at around 10 to 11, a man armed with a knife entered a shop in the Great James Street area and threatened a member of staff before making off empty-handed. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nate with Colm Ferriter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Sure, we're Mahasa Colm Ferriter and Shaw in the Prefs Guilty, Tafwelcha, Kurta, Egg, and Aristach, Don Giliga, Don Giltucht, August Donahillan, Joe McHugh, Chak the Dalla, Riven Vedu, Atataka, Erlean the Voluntus pushed. Atha she marriachtanus aku giliga ave ag irata sori. In a mask voluntus da afigi eclerahish a fogriu in a malav, tamalu togha ag an aristach da irata sori, the giliga, chur ischa lahai na postanashin. Shart was a da astri hor giliga in instituti an intish urapi savrosil agus in Luxembourg atha alarag, jeshina fastiokta da fobul na giliga a jer she. Comailishin begal labresh. Agus trotha áfige planála teanga a arcú sna blianta a mar roin. Curthaí an burú seo i nneisi na fástaíochta de cheinseoirí géirige go mór le stadas na teanga dar leis. Maidir le figurí na hardteiste fásaithe ag comisiún na scrúdaithe stáit when beagnach leachta na daltaí a rinn an scrúdú ard-level géirige san ardteiste am liana os cion seart faoin géad. I gompraid na trochus a trí fwyn gied sa scrúdú barla, agus trochus a seart fwyn gied sa scrúdú matematica ard level. Hep ar nebni pointe trí fwyn gied da na dalti a hí an scrúdú an rata is isla a mask mór áwar na hard teiste. Tos na hi sésir úr na ngrífiacht i gelige da chud chorlia farmana agus na homi in onad alinja na srúhulia. To Kedinya and Kugala the man over a Lahanye shacked. La Rang and the Dowsa, Shandos, a Gusset, a Raniok, the Gusgiliga, Eg Bon Managus, Ard Level, La Foil, Augusta Gah Olus, and Sea of the Hud Struel Arch Centre. .co.uk. Agus in an yon an dra Hampshire bei taskarach o chas te stara drom huama a glacu parch an shuloj stara in yashkart dun an all gan will con caliru a yenu ar chanach ar nif chalam kele ar chantar lahi balian traha agus rosh nyaula bei an talav brian de lis I lahar con liacta hort sér írsmi agus fachri na linja lua christiacta agus bei solasti agus kjol ar fáil in ié chuir tús leis an imeacht agus sé chlog Tráthnóna. Sin a bhfuil don amaithe láthair slán agus bannacht.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 17th of August. The death has taken place in Dundee, Scotland, of Gerard Neeson, formerly of School Terrace, Glebe, Sion Mills. Gerard's remains will repose at his late residence, 32 Lochview Drive, Enniskillen, from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, with removal on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St. Michael's Church in Enniskillen, followed by burial in Cross Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, care of McAtee Funeral Directors. The death has taken place in Leeds, England, of Patrick Green, Paddy Donoghue, Laura Ranafast. His remains will repose at his late residence from 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Removal from there on Tuesday morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Anagri, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the new cemetery. Rosary nightly at 9 o'clock. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Stephen O'Donnell and Sons funeral directors or any family member. The death has taken place of Josie Doherty, formerly of Hampstead Park and the American Bar, Derry. Her remains are reposing at her son's home at 46 Greenhaw Road, Steelstown. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 25 to 9 for funeral mass at 9 o'clock in Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Steelstown. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. The death has occurred of Brian Ward, 41 Bradkeel Road, Plumbridge. Brian's remains will repose at his late home from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Funeral from there on Monday at 12 noon for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Gorshin. Interment afterwards in Sacred Heart Churchyard, Plumbridge. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the ICU at Lochavon Hospital, care of Charles Lynch, funeral director. The death has taken place of Sadie Porter, née McNamee, 13 Spring Hill Park, Strabane. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 9:25 for Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. And the death has taken place of Sean Tierney, London and Crickamore. His remains will repose at Madeline's funeral home from 6 o'clock this evening, with rosary at 9 o'clock. Removal from there tomorrow evening at 4:30 to St Columbus Church Acres, arriving at 5 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral mass on Sunday morning at 11:30. Interment afterwards in Belcritch Cemetery.